Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump calls into another network and gives a freewheeling interview during which he attacks one of his own appointees.
Nobody ever heard of him before, and now I made him.
The president's repeatedly attacked the Fed chairman Jerome Powell for raising interest rates, and the president was once again attacking him in that interview.
And he wants to show how tough he is, okay? Let him show how tough he is. He's not doing a good job.
In that call into the Fox Business Network, he also said any war with Iran would not be a very long one, and he says of news that Robert Mueller, the special counsel, will testify before two House committees.
Well, my reaction is it never ends. We had no obstruction, no collusion.
Mueller is now set to testify in public sessions of the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees on July 17th. He'll then go behind closed doors with the panels, and this is USA Radio News.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
The U.S. is reportedly talking behind the scenes with North Korea about a possible third summit. The South Korean president saying today there's no reason to talk of a stalemate between the two nations, saying the two sides have been engaged in dialogue in regard to a third meeting. The first Democratic presidential debate kicking off in Miami tonight. It's a two-night affair. 10 of the Democratic hopefuls will debate tonight. The other 10 will be on the stage tomorrow. Both debates will begin at 9 p.m. Eastern and be shown on NBC Networks. President Trump says he'll be watching tonight while he's flying to Japan for the G20 summit.
Actually, be in a plane. It just seems very boring, but I'm going to watch it because I have to. That's part of my life.
But in that live phone interview heard on the Fox Business Network this morning, the president added,
"Do I want to watch it? Do I want to watch these people? That's a very unexciting group of people."
North Dakota's only abortion clinic is suing over state laws that it claims force doctors to lie to patients. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden picking up some new endorsements. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Joe Biden's presidential campaign announcing the new round of endorsements, including from four South Carolina state lawmakers, including two African Americans. Biden also winning endorsements from a half dozen Democratic figures from eastern Iowa, and his campaign's listing new support from five state lawmakers and union officials in the state of Utah, and 11 current and former Democratic officials in Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's a new play about the Mueller report.
The report, compiled by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office, is being translated into a 10-act play that takes 18 actors to perform. That includes Annette Bening, Kevin Kline, John Lithgow, Justin Long, and Alyssa Milano. The performance was live streamed by LawWorks, an organization dedicated to defending the nonpartisan role of the Department of Justice. The play is being billed on the LawWorks website as a historic live play that's ripped from the pages of the Mueller report. Other actors include Jason Alexander, Kira Sedgwick, Sigourney Weaver, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Mark Hamill. Viewers can watch the play called The Investigation, A Search for the Truth in 10 Acts on the LawWorks website. The stream is free, although the organization is encouraging those interested to donate. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The traffic's stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling. I'm a licensed professional counselor. I'm nationally certified. And I bring you Counselor's Chat every week to talk about mental health, provide some education for you, the public, and to help remove the stigma to get people who may need some mental health counseling to get some counseling. So today you may see in front of me, I have a little poster here. It's called the In Awe Foundation. And I have on my cell phone Mina Vishi Moore. Did I say that right? She is my guest. I'm going to hold the phone up to the camera on occasion so you can see, because, boy, I tell you, we spent all morning kind of figuring out how to do this. And as all of you know, I always say, oh, technology is not like my thing. But here's a picture of her so you can see.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Thank you.
So, Mina, why don't you share a little bit how we know each other?
Yes, that would be fantastic. Just so you know, there's something in front of your camera or something, I don't know, but I'm not worried about it because I can't seem to see you. All I see is the side of a whatever.
Yeah, that's because that's my, like, you'll see when you go on to Counselor's Chat on Facebook, you'll see me and you'll see how this is working. I'm not going to get you on other than putting my phone up to the camera.
Yeah, that's right. And if you wanted to zoom in all the way, that would be perfect as well. So let's get started because I know every minute is very valuable, as I often say to our clients. You know, when you charge people for your time, as you know, Ruth, being in counseling, you become very conscientious of it. So my name is Mina Bashi Moore, founder and executive director of Inaw Foundation. First of all, I just want to give a shout out to everybody out there, especially to Ruth Altamira Roll. And it's strange how we reconnected, but more importantly, I'll tell you about how we had initially connected. It was actually at the Balloon Fest through the Hunt County Chamber of Commerce. So kudos to you guys for doing such great work. And we were volunteering at the Balloon Fest. That was probably, what, Ruth, I think?
I would say about 8 years ago, maybe?
Yes, it seems like about 6 or 7 years ago.
Maybe six or seven, maybe that?
Yeah, it was quite a while ago because you could see the picture, I think, Ruth, if you didn't mind showing the picture of our foundation, the logo.
It's right.
That is the old logo.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, no worries at all. So we've since updated the logo. A lot of amazing, wonderful things have happened, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, the differences between coaching and counseling, and I'll let you kind of take over from there, because I know it's supposed to be very conversational and educational, so we'll talk about all of it.
So, again, you're going to just go with me. I want people to see you. So I'm doing it the only way I know how, which I'm going to take my phone and hold it up to the little camera in here. But I'm going to ask you a question, and then I'm going to kind of bring you back to the mic because that's how I'm doing it. So, Mina, maybe you could tell us about the Inaw Foundation. What is the Inaw Foundation?
Okay, Inaw Foundation is a coaching organization that provides coaching services for people affected by abuse, addiction, or anger. And we provide relationship coaching and recovery life coaching. And there's really no other organization that we've seen that is single focused on this specific area, still, believe it or not, within this area, which is really pretty phenomenal. And it's been quite a few years, so we're really happy about that, but in the sense that we're happy because we were able to create something out of nothing. So therefore, I always say, being a coach myself, I encourage people, never give up on a dream, no matter if it was just once a thought in your mind, because what you're seeing in front of you or listening to, I'm sure you have listeners all over Hunterdon County and possibly even New Jersey, because this is being live streamed and even worldwide if they're downloading it on their mobile devices. But, so very excited to be here. Thank you, Ruth, for the invitation, and,
So how did you get started?
We got started because of my own personal history, and I'll be honest with you, Ruth, I don't think you and I talked about this at all, but I'm just going to give it like a 30-second version of it. I was in a very physically, emotionally abusive marriage for the first 7 years of the 12 in my first marriage. And I remember well that I happened to have gone to one of those centers where they provide, you know, counseling and therapy. And I believe it was Dress for Success that they had collaborated with to give women help with their transition into their own life of and a career they could create. So it's not that they weren't doing a great job. It's just that I was kind of like done talking about what happened and why I chose what I chose and why I got married to my ex. And I just didn't want to talk about it anymore. I don't know how to say it. And I've always been, by nature, more of a doer. And I think we as human beings really love to do things. That's why we're in our bodies doing the things that we do and accomplishing all these goals and living our lives. So that's kind of the story. I just didn't feel that it would work for me. And after about 3 to 4 visits, I just noticed that in the group, the chemistry wasn't there. And some of the women were talking about their past, and they were still talking about that same thing in the next session and the next session. It was just a lot of finger-pointing and blaming, and you know how that goes with the finger-pointing and blaming. That never works.
No.
And I know you're on board with that, with me, and you and I have a like-minded, I think, perspective about certain things, which
yes.
is why I think we come very well. And we actually did a group together. Which,
we did.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, we did I don't remember, it was 6 or 8 week anger management
yes.
group.
Yes, actually, I think it was 12 weeks. If my
oh, maybe. Maybe, yeah.
But it was over 4 years ago, so yeah, I can understand, as busy as we are now, that those details sometimes fade us.
It sure does. Why don't you tell people how to get in touch with the In Awe Foundation and how to contribute, because it is a foundation, and we will then talk a little bit more about what the foundation does.
Yes, absolutely. So we are a registered U.S.-based 501c3 nonprofit organization. So therefore, thank you, Ruth, for the opportunity. The contributions you make will go a long way to serving our children and our communities, along with, of course, the families that are affected by these areas, to no longer really stay in that situation. Rather than that, we always say our tagline is, we help rebuild lives through recovery life coaching that complements counseling. And that's really where I think Ruth and I connected heart to heart, and we said, you know, we really see something unique here. The way you can get in touch with us is really, honestly, the best thing is to go to our website, which is inawefoundation.org, and you may call at 803-814-6293. And be paid if you are leaving a voice message, please.
That's
and the contribution part, we do have a GoFundMe page. It's very simple. If you just type in gofundme.com/in-awe-foundation, it will take you there. And recurring donations are something, honestly, Ruth, we are working on. So even if you can only give like $5 a week, that's, to me, cost of a cup of coffee
yep.
and a baby. You know, it really will help us to create greater impact.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, while I ask a question, I'm going to actually put you back up on the camera so people can see, but you will hear my question. So this is, hopefully you will see Mina. I'm hoping that the camera's catching you and In Awe Foundation. So tell me exactly, and tell our listeners exactly, what is it that the In Awe Foundation does?
Okay, so I kind of went over, I think if you can move the phone or whatever a little closer, it seems like it's not getting it, because all I see is just...
Yeah, well, I'm going to say that's what you see through my phone. There's a camera...
I see, got it.
Yep, completely different camera here, yep.
Talk here. Anyway, so you were saying, what is it we do and how is it that we do it?
Right.
So I'm going to get into the what is it we do, and basically it might sound like I'm repeating it. And I think for me, the understanding is more about people knowing how coaching and counseling are maybe a little bit different. But at the same time, I think the goal is always the same. I think, Ruth, you can agree with that. It's touchy-feely, but it's more about taking the action. It's more about asking empowering questions of the client to actually create some goals, put them on paper, find out how they feel about it, change their energy about it, and then either have them follow a meticulous written plan or come online with us action week by week and go through that plan one step at a time. So as the obstacles come up, as the fear comes up, as the challenge comes up, the coach is basically like an athletic coach, is what I always say. We're there to help you to move forward, overcoming. And although I don't like to use the word overcoming, it's really more about aligning your morals and values along with the actions you want to take for that plan to be put into place. So, for example, if you're trying to lose, I'll share one story specifically. I had a client who was unsure, Ruth, and she was actually doing counseling and coaching with me. And this was about 4 years ago. So when we started the journey together, she had so many challenges and fears and obstacles that she felt that were there, even if they may or may not necessarily have been there. She realized through our unique model of coaching, which we call SOS, and I'll go into that in a minute, the SOS model helped her to realize that she already has that support system around her, and that she can overcome these things, not just through coaching, but also leaning on those people and saying, oh, okay, I can take this step and let me find that resource. Okay, so we did that in one session. The next session, we're talking about a little bit more and saying, okay, well, where is your other fear? Where is it coming from? How does it feel? What can you do today in the next 24 hours to help you feel better? So that action would be taken. There's some accountability naturally all the time. Coaching is a lot about accountability. Then the client is expected to email you and say, this is what I did, this is how I felt, whatever it was, in writing. And then the action is taken. Now the client feels a little more empowered. Oh, I did. I took that step. Oh, that wasn't so bad. So now their confidence is building. And now their mind and their thought process is opening up. Instead of it being closed, they're opening up to possibilities and opportunities to say, oh, now I know this other person that could help me with this. So you see the point.
Right.
And our job as a coach is to guide the process and really inspire the client to take action.
Right.
Step by step, holding their hand week by week, or it could be only twice a month. It depends on where their financial status is. We do have scholarships. I do want to mention that, especially for the folks out in the Phillipsburg area. So we've collaborated with the school system there, and that was a success, to say the least. And we're very grateful to the superintendent of schools out there. So, looking forward to growing some more in that community. And then the last is, of course, finishing out the plan of action is just having that feeling, okay, I'm more confident, I've taken these steps, now I think I can do it. I always say coaching is quite different than counseling because we don't want you to be coming to us in a couple of years unless you're building big mansions and big dreams. Tony Robbins does. Do you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
We want you confident and comfortable within yourself to let go and just say, you know what, I'm really okay right now, Mina, and it's okay to go separate ways. We encourage that. I always say, people look at me and go, what? You're just like, you know, putting the axe on your leg and cutting your own, I guess, revenue off or however they think. And I'm like, no, not really, because I've served my purpose for the amount of time I need to be there with you. And now you feel transformed. You're excited about your life. You're feeling like, oh, I can do it. That's the key. It's just like an athletic coach. I don't know if I can do this. Oh, my God. And then the coach encourages. Okay, all right, go one extra inch. We keep it that simple even in our coaching model.
Sure.
Just that simple.
Yeah.
Right?
And versus counseling, when people come in and they want to talk about their anxiety and depression, and we look at things maybe from their past that may have created some of that. You really are focused on the present moment, the action that people take in the present moment to move them forward.
Yes, and you know what? You said it perfectly, Ruth. That is perfect. So starting from where you are, just spin off from what you said. Start from where you are regardless of what your conditions are around you. The focus is inside you, not outside you. I will say this so many times. Yet, once we speak and we start doing the homeworks and the home funds, and actually clients actually call it home fund, because sometimes you're required, believe it or not, guys, okay, for everyone listening, you're required to reward yourself.
Sure, absolutely.
I see very well one of the assignments. You're going to force yourself sometimes, even if you don't want to go see a movie or you don't want to watch a movie at home, or if you're looking to socialize a little bit more, you're going to go look up a meetup group and show up there. And even if you do nothing else, just get there.
Right.
Even if you drive home from the parking lot, that's a huge success.
Yep. Little steps.
Little steps. Thank you. Perfect. That's
yep.
it. And
absolutely.
Yep.
So, Mina, we need to take a little commercial break, and we will come back in a few moments. And I've got Mina Vichy Swing. More, you know, I want to call you Singh because that was your maiden name. So, Mina Vichy Moore, who is the founder of the In All Foundation. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the In All Foundation and what she does there, and just get more information on coaching. So I'll be back in a few moments with Counselors Chat. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business, one business at a time.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Welcome back to Counselors Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I've got Mina Moore on. She is the founder of the In All Foundation. She is on my phone. I'm going to actually again hold it up to the camera so you can see her. And let's say, for those of you who know, generally I'm like, oh boy, more technology issues on my part. But I think we're doing a good job here with the knowledge that I have. But here's Mina. Here's Mina, and she's going to tell us a little bit about. I guess you mentioned someone who has given you a not a recommend. You just used the word, and it just skipped out of my head.
An endorsement.
I would love to hear the endorsement.
Thank you. So this is from, we can't use the first name, so
sure.
I'm just going to say M, and then the last name is Drew, and she is in New Jersey, and these are exactly her words. I'm going to read them exactly as they are, and probably show you the handwritten note if we could do that, I'm not sure. But anyway, so here's what she said. There are no words to describe the commitment and passion In All Foundation displays to their clients. Mina has made it her mission to bring a level of comfort and empowerment to those she coaches. She will bring and build more confidence into you and help you take your life to new levels that you didn't think were possible. I believe life coaching will change the lives of youth. and adults in our community because it helps teach youth to take control of their own life by making healthy choices for themselves. Life coaching is about empowerment and adapting your beliefs and your own limitations to achieve the life you have dreamed for yourself. The transformation you will witness will surpass any satisfaction that traditional therapy may provide to you. I highly recommend you to contact InAw Foundation for life coaching.
That's beautiful. What a lovely endorsement that is.
Yes, it is. And we literally just received it.
That's very nice. You know, you've helped so many people in your own journey, and I think that's just remarkable. I know for myself as a counselor, I couldn't even begin to tell you how many people that I've helped over the years.
I've probably worked with hundreds of people, Ruth, if I may, I think we're in the dozens, but not in the hundreds.
Yeah, it's probably been 100. You know, just a little about myself. You know, I'm a licensed professional counselor. I've got my master's in counseling, nationally certified. I have a small practice. People, you can follow me on Counselor's Chat. You can see other shows. You can see this show on Counselor's Chat, which is Facebook. You can also find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.com. That's Altarol with two L's, counselor.com. And, you know, Mina and I both have connected over the years. We've done a group together, anger management group, and it really is about empowering people. So, yes. So,
the people are so stressed out these days. You know, they're not sure if they're going to have a job. They're worried about the state of the economy, the political situation. And, you know, one of the tips, if I may, because I know it's always about giving some value during your show, and if this would be the right time to introduce it, I'm not sure, unless you need to take a commercial break.
Nope, we're good.
Okay, so one of the things I highly recommend is, you know what, try the centering exercise on your own. Just take, unplug from every single device, anything electronic that you have. Start with, I will say, even as little as 2 minutes. For anyone willing to take the challenge, you know what? I will work with you for 30 days. No charge. Just do that for anywhere from 2 minutes to 5 minutes and increase it a little bit more. Every single day, though, and the strongest recommendation I will make is to do it as early in the morning as possible, before the phone rings, before you're worried about what the doctor said, before your baby's got to be dropped off, or before you've got to take the dog for a walk who might be sick, or you realize after you take them for a walk they might be, you know, before you feed the cat who's purring for no reason and they were perfectly fine the night before. I mean, I'm just taking all kinds of scenarios here. Okay, before you get in and you have a review with your boss and your stomach is in knots. Okay, I do mean knots.
Yep.
And you're just so stressed out. Take that time for you. Yes, I am saying practice this self-care. It's a free tip we're giving you. That's only one, and I'm going to give you two more after that. But yeah, so do that. And if you need to email, please email directly to this email, if I may.
Yes, absolutely.
Just send it. My email is way too long, to be perfectly honest with you. So we're just going to keep it short and sweet. Either go through our website, which is inawefoundation.org. We are a secure website. Or you can, because it has the HTTPS dot, you know,
right.
Colon. Yeah. So that being said, that's one. The other one is info. The email is info@inawefoundation.org. Mention Mina. All you need to do is in the subject line, confidential, counselor's chat, just whatever you want to say. You want to say centering exercise, you want to say free coaching, you want to, whatever you want to label it in the subject line, just so I know that that's where you heard about it and our team is aware of it, and they'll forward it directly to me.
So I have a question. I'm going to ask this question. for you to see Mina. Hopefully you can see her there on my phone. So, Mina, what do you have to do to become a coach, a life coach?
That's a great question. I like it. So if you want, you can research it online, which I strongly recommend people do if you do want to become a coach. We haven't come up with this opportunity just yet through our foundation, but we, with more funding, et cetera, what we want to do is have recovery life coaches become part of our team. So before we do that, if you just want to become, in general, a life coach, please make sure you have some kind of an idea, because I've actually worked with clients who have become coaches, and it takes anywhere from 3 to 6 months just for them to narrow down what area of focus they want to be a coach in, working with clients. I'm serious. I kid you not, Ruth. So I would say save yourself a lot of expense, okay, and do some of your own soul searching. And you can actually do that with the first tip I just gave, right?
Sure.
Things will happen.
Absolutely.
Tune with yourself instead of the thing that's in front of you and reacting to that or responding to that, and you'll know what you want and what you desire, and that's what coaching is about.
So
helping yourself get the desire and the dream into reality. So to answer your question, IPEC Coaching School is where I graduated from.
Okay.
Back in 2010. I'm also a Energy Leadership Index Master Practitioner.
Okay.
So just, oh, I guess I don't get into the credentials and stuff because I just don't feel it's necessary. And I have a bachelor's in business management, graduated with cum laude honors from Centenary College.
Very nice.
So I'm a local New Jerseyan, okay? I do. I love New Jersey. And we are based, as far as the foundation, is also out of Clinton, New Jersey.
Okay.
We're very proud of that. And, yeah, that's one of the things you can do. You can look up my IPEC coaching. You can mention my name. You don't have to.
So you said that there's, like, different types of coaching.
Well, there's relationship coaching.
Okay.
There's business coaching. There is executive coaching. There is career coaching. There's recovery life coaching. Relationship life coaching. I mean, I can just go on and on and on. Down spiritual, believe it or not, spiritual life coaching, there actually is an area like that, which I didn't become aware until after I decided to go to IPEC Coaching School. So there are parenting coaches, okay,
right,
specialized specifically in that industry. So they know how to relate to your young adult child, adolescent, or the parent, and how to really communicate. So I always say, if I don't know what to do and how to deal with you, I am very comfortable referring people out, because my joy is in the success of the client.
Sure.
Not sure. About you, you know, working with me because of my own selfish reasons or feeding my ego or anything like that. Believe me, this, you know me, Ruth. Believe me. I won't say much. It's completely not about me. Never has been.
No. No, it never has been. So I'm going to take another commercial break. It'll be the last commercial break that we have. And then we will come back and talk a little bit more to Mina about the In All Foundation. And we'll be back right after these few messages.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908 908- 284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Come back. So, hi, this is Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor, host of Counselor's Chat, and I am here today talking to you about the In All Foundation. As you can see, I've got their logo here in front of me, and I've got Mina Moore, who is the founder and director of the In All Foundation, and just going to put her up to the camera because we're FaceTiming on my phone. So,
and I don't know what's going on, Ruth, but it seems to me that there's a poor connection. I just want you to be aware of it.
It might be. I wouldn't know how to get it any clearer. The only thing is if you maybe called into the show. At this point, I'm going to say we're getting near the end. But we'll see what we do. Anyway, Let people know again about how they can get in touch with the In All Foundation.
Absolutely. Can you still hear me? It seems like the video has lost the connection.
I hear you.
Okay. Well, then perfect. We'll just do a voice then until the video comes back on, I guess. I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay.
No, it's all right. We'll wing it. I'm very good with that, being in the moment.
Okay. Yeah, no, I hear you good. I hear you very clearly.
Fabulous. So the way the listeners can contact us online would be www.inawefoundation.org, or you may call directly at 803, that's 803-814-6293. Now, I just want to say that phone number easily for you to remember is 803-81, and then the letters INAW.
So oh, cool.
81 in awe. And that's the reason we chose that number, by the way.
Sure.
We are on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. We do have a YouTube channel and also Pinterest. The main things, I think, for our foundation as we go more and more virtual, it seems that our presence is growing online for Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So feel free if you want to message me directly. The only thing I ask is please just mention the word either confidential or private for Mina. That's all you need to say, M-E-E-N-A. And I know that our team will not, and I trust them completely, they will not read any further, and they'll forward their message. Because I know there's so many ways to communicate, Ruth, these days.
Sure.
Mention that. And there you go.
Sure. Now, you had mentioned something about a first session or...
I just thought we like to give away something or the other. I think everybody does. Although we offer scholarships, but that would be actually only for people in the Phillipsburg area. If there's a family member or someone that needs the coaching and you feel you want to give them something, number one, we do have gift certificates that you can purchase for that loved one. Or you can get it pro bono, no cost. However, there are certain requirements and criteria, as you probably know, being a nonprofit, that these people would need to meet for us to grant them scholarships. But we would be absolutely happy, and we're very excited about that. Big shout out to everyone in the Phillipsburg, New Jersey area. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart and from our entire awesome team to help us keep moving forward. Doing a dress down day, so it's really exciting news, Ruth. We're looking now to go into other school districts, and I already have connections that have contacted me and said, Nina, I know you, no problem. You know, come on down. What do you want to meet? That kind of a thing. So they're kind of waiting for me at this point. And it's really to see what once was a vision become a reality. So there's something that I wanted to kind of quickly read towards the end, and I think it would help people to organize their thoughts a little bit more and wrap their brains around the coaching and counseling. And of course, we have comparison sheets and things like that, but I think if you can think of it this way, for me, Ruth, since I met you, you understood a lot about coaching, which is the reason we agreed, I think,
right,
to a collaborative anger management group. Since then, we call it Anger Resolution Support Program.
Very nice.
To say you're managing your anger, but you are right in that sense that, yeah, if you know how to decrease it and the severity of it each time the incident or occurrence happens, you're making progress.
Right.
But what I find people saying, here's another tip if someone's dealing with anger. If you have a little composition book, just keep a little composition book for yourself. They're cheap. They're like a dollar. Or you'll probably find one at the Dollar Tree. For four little notepads are probably a dollar in the Dollar Tree. Pick one up. Put it in your car. Put it under your seat. Put it in a private place. Only you can write your thoughts down. Okay, in there. Or go to Walmart and get something, you know, a little nicer, has a lock and key on it. Write your thoughts down.
Right.
What happened? And what caused the anger? That gives you an immense amount of clarity. And then you can process that emotion, because we do believe that it can be managed. And you
absolutely
can. You know that. You've done this decades at this point. And you'll know the progress you're making when the word choices you're using, whether it's to beat yourself up or somebody else, most times it's about either control or judgment or assumptions. And
yep.
I know you can add a lot more, but once you scrutinize it and say, oh, does it fall into, you know, three of these categories, now you're making progress. So give yourself a kudos and say, oh, thank God, like, hey, at least I realized that today. Versus 10 years ago or 5 years ago or even 4 weeks ago, I didn't know. So thanks, you know, whether it's Mina or Ruth, I'm sure you probably have lots of tips and tools that you can give. But I always like to give something when we're on these shows. And we have one other free giveaway as well. But, yeah, if you have anything to add, Ruth, because I don't want to dominate the whole
country. No, the show today is really more about the NOF Foundation than anything, just so, you know, people know about you and can reach out to you if they need your help. You know, Mina has shared, you know, you could go to the www.nawfoundation.org. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Great.
That's number 0381 in awe. Simple.
30, what is it again?
803-81-IN-AWE. In awe, yep. And then, of course, you know, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and YouTube. You can check out a video or two on there. We haven't uploaded too much, to be perfectly honest with you. We are in the process. I want to make this as a quick disclaimer of redesigning our entire website. We understand there's a lot of content on there. So if you're up late at night, you know, feel free to do the research. Otherwise, you can peruse on LinkedIn. That might give you a great little snapshot of me and part of my story. Go from there. The other giveaway we had, Ruth, we are more than happy for anyone listening to have a 20% discount. They just need to mention in some way, shape, or form that they heard it through Counselor's Chat.
I will,
okay.
And I will put, I will actually put that on my Counselor's Chat Facebook page.
Yes, I'm sorry. Say that again.
I will put that on my Counselor's Chat Facebook page. So if anybody wants to get in contact with you, yes.
Count off the listed price on our website. We'll be honored.
I will be happy to do that.
Thank you so much. As another giveaway, and we're only going to give away one hour, which is a $255 value of coaching for anyone who feels inspired, whether it's through our conversation or they visit our website. But it really needs to be within 72 hours. That would be 3 days. So if you're not taking action within these next few days, then either you're not ready, you don't want to, you don't think it's important, and it's okay. It's okay. No judgment. We will give you a full one hour coaching session.
That's fantastic.
Virtually. And yep. That's only if it's you, Ruth, just so you know.
Okay. So we are actually getting close to the end of our show today. And it was really great reconnecting with you and finding out what you're doing and how much the In All Foundation has moved forward and advanced and helping people. I think that's really great. And again, if people want to get in touch with you, what is it they need to do?
Visiting the website is really the best thing. www.inawefoundation.org or 803-81-INAWE, and actually the numbers corresponding that. We're just making it easy on the air. So if you're driving or doing the dishes or you're barely getting up from a nap and you're listening to this or whatever it is, you can't grab a pen and paper to write it down. Then that's what it would be. And if you want to directly email me or message on LinkedIn, would be one of the best ways to get in touch with me directly. Just mention, again, confidential, private, and you may do that. And please mention Counselor's Chat. So, Ruth, I can reach out back to you and say, hey, I thank you so much for, you know, helping us to get our message out there. Because I know in my heart of hearts, one of the former board members used to always say this. I always got a chuckle out of it. I said, hey, will you do a testimonial for us? And her nickname is Kiki. And she's like, what? What do you want me to say? Well, I don't know. So she literally emailed it to me. And she goes, what? You want me to say, we love Mina?
Oh, that's funny.
And I'm like, no, hello. That is like so like 6 years ago. But no, I said, I appreciate that. But it's not about we love Mina. It's about, you know, we love you guys. We want to show you how you can love yourself and say, yes, you're worth it. Yes, I want to pursue this dream. Yes, I can do it. You know that, Ruth.
I do. Absolutely.
That's the reward that we get when the client comes in and says, oh, my God, I lost 50 pounds, and I haven't lost that in the last over 12 years ago, the last time I lost it. That's what you wait to hear.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So anyway, Mina, thank you so much for coming on and being part of Counselor's Chat. And if anyone wants to go and review this show, you can go on to Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Please follow me on Counselor's Chat. Again, that's Facebook. You can also find me on LinkedIn, and my website is www.altarolecounselor.com. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor.com. If you want to find out more about what I do, you can also call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899 to set up an appointment, make a comment about the show, ask for a specific topic for Counselor's Chat. I would love to hear from you. And I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat, and I wish you all good mental health. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth, very, very much.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 84 degrees. And today is going to be sunny with a high near 89. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 55. Thursday will be sunny with a high near 89. Thursday night, mostly clear. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2. Friday night, a chance of thunderstorms. And then Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 88. I am hoping for a gorgeous day. I'm having a picnic. So we're going to have a gorgeous day on Saturday. And then Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. So I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirabal, and have a good, safe weekend.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Robert Mueller will be speaking publicly on the Russia investigation. Despite the special counsel's vow not to follow up on last month's statement, he will comply with Democratic subpoenas to testify before 2 House committees, one of them the Intelligence Committee. Chairman Adam Schiff.
We look forward to his testimony. It will be an open session. Each of our members will have an opportunity to ask him questions.
President Trump spoke on Fox Business.
My reaction is it never ends. We had no obstruction. We had no collusion.
Mueller will testify on July 17th. The first Democratic presidential debate is happening tonight in Miami. Because there are so many candidates this time, the Democratic National Committee chose to randomly split the 20 candidates who qualified for the debate. 10 of them will face off tonight. The rest will appear on Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The military says 2 U.S. service members were killed in Afghanistan. This happened a day after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Afghanistan in Kabul.
My condolences certainly go out to them. I'm praying for them, for their families, and for for all the soldiers that were around them.
Meantime, Iran's supreme leader says Iranians will not budge or change their stance following new U.S. sanctions targeting Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and his associates. Recently, Iran quadrupled its production of low-enriched uranium to be on a pace to break one of the nuclear deal's terms by tomorrow. Employees at online home furnishing retailer Wayfair in Boston are setting up for a walkout to protest the company's decision to sell $200,000 worth of furniture to a government contractor who runs a detention center for migrant children in Texas. This is the second attempt to get them to cancel their planned sale. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now.